Mirja Paul is the owner and clinical director of Soul Counseling and Consulting. She chose the name Soul because the sun is a daily reminder that we too can rise again from the darkness, that we too can shine our own light. I love that. And before I let Mirja talk, I have to say something. Mirja is the sister of Carly, who is our director of operations. Okay, yes. So you all have heard us talk about Carly. Carly is the one that kind of like handles our logistics. She's helping us set up. She forgot to bring the third microphone. Okay, I'm joking. Let me stop. And Carly's also like my very good friend. Like, you've seen Carly on the show helping me out with a lot of my different ventures. But I just want to say this. I found it very comical. So I'm looking at our emails on our reasonably shady emails, and I see this email from our director of operations, Carly, to her sister, Mirja, that says, "Hello, Miss Paul. We are... I am writing to confirm your appearance on the Reasonably Shady podcast at dot, 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 dot. If you have any questions, please forward them to me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Sincerely, Carly, the director of operations." And I was like,
What the?
I'm like, this girl is literally talking to her sister in a business manner. She takes her director of operations job very seriously.
As she should.
Okay.
As she should.
I was dying. Like, okay, if that was me and I was talking to my sister, I'd be like, "Hey girl, we gonna see you on Friday at 4 o'clock. All right, peace." Like, what? Yes.
You gotta keep it professional at all times.
I mean, but were you like, sister?
No, I found it very professional. And I was very proud of her. Okay. Like, I'm a professional woman. Don't talk to me like I'm some regular chick off the street. No, I own a business. Oh. Okay.
Like, okay. Now, what about like couples therapy?
Ooh, I'm so glad
Okay, before you answer that question, let me just say this.
Yes.
I've been in some major couples therapy, y'all. I'm just here to tell you. Years and years of couples therapy to me and that Jamal Bryant. Now, listen, it always helped us.
Really?
Yes. Okay. You know, he is I think he's trained per his profession to counsel, mm-hmm. right? So I always felt like, we can't just have a regular conversation if we're having a problem, because you know all the tricks. So we need to go to somebody else. And I was always just very happy because, you know, he's a Black man. And he was open to it. Mm-hmm. But it always did push us to like another level. So I'm an advocate of couples therapy. Mm-hmm. Just awesome. Want to say that.
And I'll just share my experience. While Juan and I were married, or even before we got married, he was like the typical Black man that was like, "I don't need anyone to tell me how to feel or what to think or what to do." So I think, you know, a lot of times in couples therapy, there's a resistance from one partner that just thinks like, this cannot help. They're like, what can they tell me that I don't already know?
Right. I'm glad you said that, because no one's telling you how to feel.
Right.
Feel how you feel. I'm not telling you how to feel. Mm-hmm. I might be exploring with you what's behind that feeling. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. Even just basic communication, right? You think you're speaking the same language. And it's just like, that's not what she said. Did you hear what she said? Oh, that's not what he said. So couples therapy, it's just like, can you guys please start coming before you're about to divorce?
Okay, so
I feel my little therapist plug.
I totally agree with that. And I feel like if you're gonna get married,
absolutely,
you should go before you get married.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because the whole time y'all been dating, y'all haven't been talking the same language. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all, it's always good to get like a third party or like a bird's eye view on the relationship.
I agree.
And I feel like if you don't do that work in the beginning, you're damn sure gonna have to do it in the end.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to be over.
I think you're forced to talk about certain topics, right? You could be dating somebody for 4 years. I know him. I met his mama. We went on vacation together. I know how he travels. We talk about everything. And it's just like, but there's that one thing that you're not really comfortable saying because it might rock the boat or whatever the case may be. You come to therapy and it's kind of like the therapist might just bring it up and you're like, oh, I guess we got to talk about it now.
Right.
So I'm definitely an advocate for premarital.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel like same thing when we're talking about you know, when should people go to therapy? It's like, please don't come when you're at your wit's end and your bag is packed and you have one foot out the door. And you're like, you know what? The last, before I can just check off this box to say I tried everything, fine, let's go to the therapist.
Okay.
Just
like, well, no. Okay,
so when do they go?
Yeah.
So when do they go?
You should, again, you should go before you get married.
Okay.
Because I am a therapist, I'm like, just go. Just go when you don't even have a problem. Just right. go to check in and be like, we good?
Check
we
in.
Still good?
That's good.
Everything good? Mm-hmm. You still like me? I still like you. Great. And right. then you move on, right? Not saying it has to be weekly, but if you're feeling like, you know when you can tell something's off, mm-hmm. right? You're yeah. you're not connecting as much. Maybe the intimacy has been affected. You know, there's a lot of change that has happened. Like, you know when you feel a little bit off, mm-hmm. right? Same thing like with your health. You're like, you know what? Something's just not right. So that's when you, I'm gonna call my right. doctor and see like what's going on. Like, I feel like, for example, I just went to the nutritionist. I'm like, something's not right. My blood sugar goes up and goes down. I have a headache. I don't like feeling like this anymore. I don't mm-hmm. like having a headache every day. I don't know what it is, but maybe you can tell me what's going on.
Right.
I'm not gonna wait till I'm like, I can't get out the bed. I'm crawling to the car and be like, I gotta take myself to the doctor. It's like, no, yeah. like you start feeling like something not right.
Right.
We need a little check-in. We yeah. need to make sure this is still good so it can keep going and things don't just fester.
Right.
Right. Like, how many couples do you know where it's just like, yeah, I've been dealing with this for years. And I just didn't know how to say it.
Right.
Or I've said it and this person's not listening to me. It's just like, wow, I wonder if we had sat down and talked about this 5 years ago, could all of this been avoided?
Right, yeah. right. And clearly, I'm sure the main issue that you see is like the root cause of problems between couples is communication.
Absolutely.
And so the therapist or the balance coach helps facilitate that communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. So that's good. You know, I'll keep that in mind.
You know. Oh, Robin's going to therapy, but Juan, I'm just here to tell y'all before they walk down the aisle for the second time. No, this is really good. So I feel like, so that we're going to recap a little bit.
Okay.
This is what I've learned today.
Okay.
One, you can go through your insurance to get this thing paid. So if you can go through your insurance, why wouldn't you do it? Right? You right. know what I'm saying? Like, and as you said, it is kind of a no-brainer. If you had a sore throat, your nose is running, you're going to the doctor. So if you feel like you're waking up every morning and you're like in a funk,
mm-hmm.
don't nobody at work want to deal with your funk. So get it together.
And your friends don't want to either. We love right. our friends, but you don't want to be a burden to your friends either.
No, right,
because your friends are busy, you know, so
and have their like, own stuff.
Right. And a lot of people hesitate to even talk to their friends or their loved ones because they know, oh, she's busy. I don't want to bother her.
Yep.
So no, but OK, so let's talk about then the process of finding a therapist. And then I just yes. want to add, okay, yes, it's covered by insurance, but what about people who don't have insurance too? Are there like, you know, maybe some sort of community resources that they can find?
Absolutely. There's always some okay. sort of program in the community for people who don't have insurance or some sort of sliding scale fee. You know, there are resources out there, okay. right? So Psychology Today, for example, has a directory of providers where
okay.
you can filter by what your insurance is or filter by if you don't have insurance or gender or, you know, it's okay to have certain preferences. Therapy for Black Girls, I think, is a good one if you're looking specifically for a therapist of color.
What is that?
They have an IG page. They have a website. It's basically a provider directory.
Okay.
So you can go on there to say if you okay. are a Black girl or if you want to talk to a Black girl, you can go on there
okay.
and locate nice. Someone.
We hope you enjoyed that Reasonably Shady highlight. You can catch the full episode on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us on social media at Reasonably Shady or send us an email at whatsup@reasonablyshady.com. See you next time.